Ernest Hemingway, The Short Stories, Part 1. The Short Happy Life of Francis McCumber. It was now lunchtime, and they were all sitting under the double green fly of the dining tent, pretending that nothing had happened. "Will you have lime juice or lemon squash?" McCumber asked. "I'll have a gimlet," Robert Wilson told him. "I'll have a gimlet, too. I need something," McCumber's wife said. "I suppose it's the thing to do," McCumber agreed. "Tell him to make 3 gimlets." The mess boy had started them already, lifting the bottles out of the canvas cooling bags that sweated wet in the wind that blew through the trees that shaded the tents. "What had I ought to give them?" McCumber asked. "Oh, a quid would be plenty," Wilson told him. "You don't want to spoil them." "Will the head man distribute it?"
"Absolutely."
Francis McCumber had, half an hour before, been carried to his tent from the edge of the camp in triumph on the arms and shoulders of the cook, the personal boys, the Skinner, and the porters. The gun-bearers had taken no part in the demonstration. When the native boys put him down at the door of his tent, he had shaken all their hands, received their congratulations, and then gone into the tent and sat on the bed until his wife came in. She did not speak.